Now, it's good to welcome back Margaret Mills, being a Tuesday afternoon. And Margaret, I think you were off to the seaside last week. And this week, what are we talking about this week?
And now for something completely different, Scott. Mm-hmm. This week, I'm going to talk about Jacob Epstein, the famous sculptor, and his connection with Essex.
Well, I'm glad you told me it was a famous sculptor, because I was about to show my ignorance and say, I'm sorry to say I'd never heard of him. Anyway, come on, tell us all about this.
Yeah, very well-known man in artistic circles. His two most famous claims to fame are designing the tombstone of Oscar Wilde in Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris.
Right.
And his other claim to fame, of course, is Coventry Cathedral, that wonderful statue of St. Michael vanquishing the devil.
Okay, and you're going to tell us about his Essex connection.
I am. He moved to Essex for a time. We're not exactly sure of how long he was there. Some put the time period 1923 to 1950. Others say it was 1933 to 1950. But he lived in two different houses at different times in Loughton. One was at number 49 Baldwin's Hill, and the other was number 50. Baldwin's Hill, which I assume was across the road.
I guess so.
Number 50 has a commemorative plaque on the outside of the house to say that he lived there. And he did, we're not exactly sure of how much of his work he did there, but he did quite a lot of his work while he was based in Loughton. Loved Epping Forest. Great lover of Epping Forest. He would walk in the forest. He would sketch the forest. And while he was in Essex, he also used that time to meet with his great friend, Augustus John, the painter.
Right.
Whose sister, Gwen John, was also famous in artistic circles. And Augustus John lived at Matching Green.
Right.
So they were Essex neighbours. And yes, it's interesting because both were very productive during the time that they were in Essex. So Essex has a claim to probably some of their best work.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Margaret. And what are you going to be looking at next week?
Well, not a very cheerful subject, I'm afraid, Scott, but this is something that we're actually celebrating a 200th anniversary this month. It was a very impressive funeral that took place in August 1821.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.